to put you in the know that Chesterfield is on the go with something new that sets the pace. No unpleasant aftertaste.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today!
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Bears and Bing's guests, Jimmy Stewart and Anna Maria Alberghetti. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present one of Hollywood's busiest citizens. A radio star, a motion picture actor, and vice president in charge of cellophane at the Chesterfield factory, Bing Crosby.
Very nice, Ken. And if I do say so myself, I turn out real neat packages.
You're doing beautiful work these days, Bing. I just don't see how you find time to squeeze everything in.
Well, actually, I don't. I haven't been to the factory for 3 days.
Oh, you're going to catch it.
I can't help it. I'm making a picture now. We're on location. I have to drive clear up to Lake Arrowhead.
Arrowhead, huh?
Yes, and believe me, it's really tough working at a place that's named after Bob Hope.
Bing, Arrowhead wasn't named after Bob.
Well, it could have been. His head comes to rather a sharp point.
Yes, it does.
You know, Ken, when Hope was a kid, he tried to sue the inventor of the ice cream cone. He claimed the guy took one look at his noggin, got the whole idea, right?
Well, Bob's a very pointed fellow. He got a pointed chin, a pointed nose.
If his jokes just had a point, he'd really be something. Just work that into the material.
You know,
somewhere.
We could use a little point right about along in here, too, couldn't we?
Yes, we're fishing. We're coming up empty. But I find it hard to be gay. Really, I do.
Why?
Well, I'm starting to worry. I'm worrying about my Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping?
Yes.
Oh, your worries are over, Bing.
Well, you've got something.
Why, I read in Time magazine about a terrific thing for gifts, Bing.
What?
It's a new perfume they're making in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most potent, intoxicating scent ever concocted.
They had to make it more potent? Mm-hmm. I reel when I walk by the dime store now.
I tell you, Bing, this stuff is so strong that just a few drops makes everyone fall in love with each other.
Well, they ought to pour some of it in the ventilating system of the United Nations building.
Yes, a little dab on Joe Stalin's mustache wouldn't hurt any.
Nice touch. But honestly, are you serious about this perfume?
Really,
you got that wallop?
Oh, I'm perfectly serious. Look, I'll give you an example.
What?
A friend of mine put 2 drops of it on a letter and mailed it to a girl that he was crazy about.
I know. She got the letter, called the guy up, wanted to marry him.
Oh, and... no. She couldn't wait. She took 1 whiff of the envelope and eloped with the postman. Ah.
Say, this is real McCoy,
it
isn't
is.
It? What's the name of this stuff?
Well, it hasn't got any name yet. No one can find words to describe
it. Well, we'll get a name for it. I tell you what, Ken, let's grab a bottle, take it up to Frenchman's flat there in Nevada and test it.
Well, how will that help us name it?
Well, if it blows a real big hole in the desert, we'll call it Goodnight Irene.
Oh, no. That would make a very clever name for this perfume.
That's the point of it, as long as we're being silly. Ken, we got to get on the opening number here, if you'll pardon me. It's an old song entitled Bright Eyes.
I love
Remember
it.
That?
Great song.
John's got a flashy arrangement he made on Bright Eyes here. And Ken, while I'm singing, will you pass through the audience with samples of that perfume? I want everyone to love this.
Right.
Spray it around. Bright Eyes, I know you so well. Bright Eyes, what secrets you tell. I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. Bright eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just you say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your bright eyes.
Pretty bright eyes.
bright eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just you say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your
pretty, pretty, pretty,
bright, bright eyes.
Thank you, Bruce. Now comes time to remind you folks of two important things. First, over 1,500 prominent tobacco growers say that Chesterfield's delightful aroma tells you that Chesterfields smell milder and they smoke milder.
And one of the most famous industrial research organizations in the world reports, and I quote, "Of the leading brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the taste panel found no unpleasant aftertaste."
Yep. Smokers everywhere are finding out that Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste is what they want. How about you? Next time you buy cigarettes, sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today.
La Belle France has finished us with some lovely melodies recently, several hit songs. Here's a new one. Johnny Mercer, celebrated and clever lyricist, has furnished the libretto for this particular song.
Ah, the apple tree blossoms in the breeze that we walked among. Lying in the hay, games we used to play, while the rounds were sung, only yesterday, when the world was young. It isn't by chance that I happen to be Boulevardier, the toast of career. Or over the noise, the talk and the smoke, I'm good for a laugh, a drink or a joke. I walk in a room, a party or ball. Come sit over here, somebody will call. A drink for Mister, a drink for us all. But how many times I stop and recall, oh, the apple trees, sunlit memories, where the hammock swung, on our back we'd lie, looking at the sky, till the stars were sprung, only last July, when the world was young. Lying in the hay, games we used to play, till the stars were strung, only yesterday, when the world was young.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. You know, folks, some 3 weeks ago, we presented here Miss Anna Maria Alberghetti, the 15-year-old coloratura soprano from the picture Here Comes the Groom. She literally tore the house down with her sparkling rendition of Lowell, Hear the Gentle Lark. So this evening, we're delighted to again present this sensational young soprano. Anna Maria, will you step out and take a bow? What are you going to sing for this evening?
The Wren.
The Wren?
Benedict.
What do you say, how you say it in Italian?
Capinero.
Capinero. Wonderful. Mr. Trotter, would you assist Anna Maria?
Col ritornare del dolce aprile, tu torni pure mia gentile. Vieni a dire la tua canzone, provochi il fiore del mio verò. Tua bocca c'è tutta per piacermi, ma ti dico forse si omita. La tua canzone mi guida tu, cantiamo la gioventù. Cantiamo la gioventù, insieme, insieme cantiamo.
Thank you, Anna Maria. That was really, really exciting. But don't go away, because Don't forget we got a duet later. You'd be thinking of something easy, wouldn't it? Oh, really? And Phil Shukin's our flautist. We want to thank you. You were spectacular, really. Just keep. Just keep your dues paid up. This may open a whole new career for you. Ah, but now I see a tall, slender, amiable chap ankling our way. That fine fellow, splendid actor, Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, thank you, Bang.
Oh, Jimmy, it's nice to see you. You know, this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to you since you became a father.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a pretty easy time with Bang. I was out of the hospital in 7 days.
I suppose the doctor warned you about lifting things.
Yes, yes. I still take it easy on the stairs. But only 6 months, you know.
Must have been a big jolt, huh, Jim? A confirmed bachelor like you having twins right off the bat?
Well, I thought Gloria would be angry, but she didn't seem to mind at all.
Her wives are very understanding. I liked to see you, though, Jim. When you got the news that you were the father of twins, I'll bet you really went wild, huh?
I sure did.
What did you say?
Golly.
You had twins, all you said was golly?
I said it twice.
Man, you really blew your top. Let's see now, you and Gloria had twin girls, didn't you?
That's right, Bing, twin girls. And first thing I know, they'll start growing up, and then they'll go to school, and they'll graduate, and they'll start going out on dates and getting married and settle down and have children of their own. By golly, I don't like it.
You don't... You don't like what?
Well, being a grandfather at my age.
Wait a minute. Time flies, but not that fast. I bet you really have a time with those kids, though, don't you? Do you help Gloria take care of them? Do you bathe them and change them and such?
No, Bing, I'm not much help in that department. I'm just not built that way.
Don't you even feed them?
Mm-hmm. Same answer. No. When it comes to mixing a formula, I'm a flop.
You can't mix a formula. Why don't you run over to Chasen's, let Dave Chasen stir up a formula for you?
No, no, no. Gloria has much better recipe for pablum than Chasen.
He'll think of something. Jimmy, you're in for the biggest thrill of your life. You know something? It won't be long now till you'll be spending your first Christmas with your kids.
Yeah, I got to fatten up something. I'm going to play Santa Claus.
I don't think you'll ever make it with a knife and fork, Jim. You'll have to use pillows for stuffing like the rest of us.
Yeah, Bang, speaking of Christmas...
I don't need many pillows.
Speaking of Christmas, that's why I came down to see you.
What do you mean?
Well, I want to buy Gloria a present, and I thought I might get her something intimate.
Oh, well, Jimmy, that's a little out of my line. I don't know anything about...
Well, Bing, I always looked upon you as a man of the world, and I thought you might take me shopping. I think wives like to get dainty presents, you know, something lacy and sheer.
Jimmy, of all people, you.
Will you help me, Bing?
I certainly will, and I know just the place to go.
Where? Where?
Over at Orbach's. I saw the flimsiest... Get a laugh with Orbach's. Yeah. I saw the flimsiest, sheerest, laciest handkerchiefs there, and I'll take you over right now.
Oh, well, Bing, I'm man enough to walk into a store and buy handkerchiefs alone.
Well, Jimmy, you can't buy anything lacier or sheerer or more attractive than these handkerchiefs I saw.
Oh, yes, you can.
This boy's been looking at the ads in Harper's Bazaar.
That's right, I have.
Well, then out with it. What do you want to buy, Gloria?
Well, I don't know what you call them, but I'll know them when we see them.
This here is real top secret. Okay, Jimmy. I know a very nice lady shop. It's right here on Vine Street.
Oh?
We can run right over now.
Oh, now? Well, don't you have to work, Bang?
Oh, this beats working, Jim. Come on, let's go.
Gosh, Bing, I've been thinking this over. Maybe I'd better get Gloria some kitchenware.
No, you've got a great idea, Jim. Stick with it. Here's the shop right here. Fifi's Fluorescent Flimsies. Limited, very limited. Let's go in.
See, just looking in the window's frightening. I'm scared. Let's walk around the block again. Think this over, huh?
We walk by here once more, they'll think we're picketing the joint. Come on, kid.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. May I help you?
Yes. May my friend and I have a glass of water?
Oh, come on. Speak up.
But, Bing, this is a girl.
Well, who do you expect to wait on you, Baron Leone or something?
Do you have any gloves, miss?
Gloves, nothing. Show us some fluorescent flimsies. Come on.
Very well. Would you like to see something in a slip?
Well, I'd like to see a slip, but I think it should be empty.
Here's a very nice imported slip. Are you sure you wouldn't like it modeled?
No. My friend is very bashful. You just give it to me. I'll try it on. Well, here we are. There we are. What do you think, Jim?
I think it's terrific.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
Well, it's none of my business, but I don't think it does anything for you.
He's not buying it for me. I'm the technical advisor on this.
No, you see, miss, I'm trying to get a Christmas present from a wife.
Oh, you're married.
That goes for me, too.
Well, then perhaps your wife would like one of these Marabou bed jackets.
Gee, that is nice and fluffy, isn't it? Try that one on, Bang.
Oh, these feathers tickle so. I'll put one more thing on. I'll get an offer from John Robert Powers here.
Here's a novelty this year, a fancy garters like the French can-can dancers wear.
Oh, toss me a couple of those. I need some sleeve holders.
And here's another new item this season. They're called waist cinchers.
Oh, those are very good.
They are?
Yeah.
They're little half corsets that give Madame a very slim waistline.
No, that's not fancy enough.
Well, then, how about a negligee?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. How about some mules?
No, we got a dog and a cat. I don't think we can.
Perhaps your wife would like a nice taffeta petticoat.
Well, yeah, that might be. Oh, quick! Quick, Bing! What? Duck down behind the counter.
What's the matter?
Quick, duck down here.
What's wrong?
Boy, that was a close one.
What happened?
Luella was looking in the window.
She'll never recognize me with all these fancy duds on.
Yeah, no, but she's liable to think I have a date with Mae West.
I don't look that good.
If you gentlemen will get up off the floor, I'd like to show you something that I think would make a lovely gift.
Well, what's that?
This is a new perfume from Paris. It's called Good Night, Irene.
Oh, that's fine. I'll take a pint of it.
No, wait a minute. If that's the stuff I think it is, don't even pull the cork, Jim.
What's wrong, Bing? Why can't I buy some of this perfume?
It's dynamite, Jim. That stuff's dynamite. One whiff of that, you'd go shopping alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I might take that tab for the petticoat. Will you wrap it as a gift, please, miss?
Oh, we can pick it up later, Jim. Let's get back to the broadcast, huh?
Okay.
Just a minute, please.
What's wrong?
Will you please take off that slip, those garters, and that bed jacket?
Here you are, miss. I'm really very sorry. I forgot I had this stuff on. Help me off with this slip, will you, pal?
Get out the way you got in.
Well, I'll make it myself, then. Here you are. Goodbye, miss.
Goodbye. And I'll thank you also to take off that waist cincher.
That he came in with.
Oh, pardon me.
Well, I'll never come here again. sound off for Chesterfield, Rhythmaires. You kick off.
Hundred tobacco men have shown you before, they'll show you again that Chesterfields are really best. They're really best by mildness, yes.
They smell mild,
Chesterfield,
and they smoke mild,
Chesterfield.
Milder, 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 milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
In planned research, precise and exact, science proved this important fact. Chesterfield in every case left no unpleasant aftertaste. Mildness plus
no aftertaste.
Mildness plus
no aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
At the movie studios that rate, Chesterfields are doing great. They're tops with the stars in Hollywood. If you don't smoke them, you certainly should.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today.
Well, you sold me,
Greg. our closing selection this evening is America the Beautiful. This will be sung as a duet with Miss Alberghetti. Anna Maria, you know, has only been in this country a few months. But this is the song that she loves, and she's learned it, and it's at her suggestion that we do it. John, I think we're ready.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain,
for purple mountain majesties, and all the hills that gleam,
I'm there with her.
For joining us this evening.
Oh, I enjoyed it, Bing. I'm just a little worried about my shopping, though. You think maybe I should have bought a camisole?
If you want to send something to Grandma Moses, it'd be nice. Jimmy, will you give my best to Gloria and the kids?
I sure will, Bing.
And don't forget, you people with service friends overseas, the post office people say tomorrow is the last day you can mail your Christmas packages in order for them to arrive overseas in time for Christmas. And remember, overseas, they'll like Chesterfields just as much as you do. So tonight, or tomorrow for sure, sound off for Chesterfield. Send a Christmas package and do it today.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Alexis Smith, Bert Wheeler, and Tony Arden.